Okay, this is going to be the second in a very, very occasional series where my good friend Richard, who is at Functum on Twitter, and I, where we descend upon the art galleries of London in a vain attempt to think that we are some form of art critics, and we give our valid opinion upon the artwork we see around us. So the very, very first one, we went to the Mick Jones Rock and Roll Gallery, and we stared at a part of TDK tapes. And in our quest to find more fine art, we've now come to the Cartoon Gallery, and we're wetting our pants looking at the Viz exhibition. And that is really the extent of our artistic knowledge. So, Richard, what have you seen so far that you like?
Well, I guess, as I was saying, I haven't really read Viz for a long time. I didn't know it was still being published, so it was quite interesting to come along and see a lot of the characters that I knew from when I did used to read it. People like Spot Bastard and, lots of names that I couldn't really repeat in good conscience.
Yeah, we're having to sort of whisper fairly quietly here. We're at the Cartoon Gallery, which is on Little Russell Street, so just behind the British Museum. And there was a cost involved, which I think that's fair enough. It was £5.50, but we were led to believe it was going to be free. But straight away, it was a bit of a Viz cartoon strip that we walked into, because we were asked to put my helmet somewhere safe.
Part of the admission charge was that little joke.
But yes, my helmet is in safekeeping. It has been looked after by a lady who's got a very, very delicate hand, so I'm pleased with that. But I don't know, we found a fairly quiet corner to come and speak here, but it's in a fairly smallish room. But since we've been in here, there's been a bit of chuckling going off.
There's a lot of chuckling, actually. It's quite nice to hear that, you go to an exhibition and people are wandering around, obviously very, very amused and chuckling their heads off. It's good because you look up and you think, oh, and there's people standing all around laughing and chuckling. It is very funny, some of the artwork.
Yeah, what's pretty much on the walls here is all the original artwork, so going back from around 1979 with Viz and its origins, and some of the original front covers that are on the wall, and then little explanations about the characters, how they evolved and who was behind them. So I would try and say in our art critic mode it is vaguely historical, but it's not really. It's just of very, very cheap toilet humour, which is what appeals you to Viz.
It's probably more hysterical than historical, I think.
Yeah. So have you got any, Richard, any Geordie perspective on Viz? Because obviously it's got its roots in the Geordie nation.
Well, I think the one I spent quite a lot of time looking at, I can't even remember who the character is, but where she's trying to get an ASBO, basically.
Tasha Slapper.
Tasha Slapper. So, yes. That took me back to my childhood, of course, up in Newcastle. So.
Okay, and isn't really that different from South London, to be honest.
No, exactly.
It could be anywhere.
These things,
So I think really is the beauty of it is you can get really sociological and say it sort of speaks from the heart of the British nation, and it's not any American-style humour going in. It really is pure the kind of culture and toilet value of, I think, the British psyche. But no, it's just toilet reading is what I have. I have it on subscription.
Yeah.
I've got a pal by my toilet, and it gets me through those darker moments when I'm sat there. Okay.
Lightens the mood somewhat.
Yeah, my favourite character, I think I better mention before we sign off, is Buster Gonad and his unfeasibly large testicles, which the words in it, well, the images in themselves, I just got to see a picture of Buster, and that does it for me. And then when the words are also brought in, that adds in extra humour. Right, and we're going to, I think, walk around and take it a bit more. Maybe it's worth mentioning the tea towels. There was...
Oh, yeah, there's the Queen Mother commemorative dance tea towel. With the date originally printed as 1997 and then crossed out two or three times to kind of update it. They obviously got them printed and then thought, oh, we can't be bothered to reprint the date.
So I think we've probably peaked at the epicentre of our quest to find fine art in central London. With the Viz exhibition at the Cartoon Gallery.
From here, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we could, piss around the National Portrait Gallery for a quick few minutes later on and just try and diss that. Good. Right, number two in the series, Richard, who is at Functum on Twitter. Thank you. Bollocks.